Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's a chilly start this morning with temperatures in the mid-30s to mid-40s. I'll show you why it's going to be considerably colder tomorrow morning.
As you're waking up to cooler temperatures this morning, I'll show you what to do with your house plants that you keep outdoors this morning.
Plus, it was a scary night for a few trick-or-treaters after a man pointed a gun at them. What police tell us happened ahead of that man's first court appearance. 8 o'clock, straight up right now on our Wednesday, November 1st. We're glad you're sharing it with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith. And November 1st, coming in, what did they say, like a lion?
Hearing that. It is.
Let's get back over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, tracking this very chilly morning.
Yes, it's a beautiful morning. Take a look at Fayetteville. Downtown Fayetteville looks like pretty much the rest of the viewing area with this pretty orange glow on the horizon and blue skies up above. It's going to be a beautiful day today, but temperatures will be well below normal. 40 degrees currently in the Triangle area. We're looking at mid-40s here in Fayetteville. Right now, our winds are fairly calm, but we are looking at winds picking up today. That's going to make it feel even chillier this afternoon. Right now, it's 38 in Southern Pines, 34 in Roxborough, where you could see a little patchy frost this morning. 38 in South Hill. Elsewhere, low in mid-40s, 43 Fayetteville, 40 in Durham, 43 in Rocky Mount. The clouds overnight last night were a little slower to clear, and we haven't seen that big push of cool air coming in. We'll feel it today, and it'll settle in for some really chilly temperatures tomorrow. It's still a lot colder than it was yesterday, anywhere from 10 to almost 20 degrees colder across the viewing area. Watching those winds, look at that. We're gusting to 26 now in Fayetteville and 28 in Rocky Mount. The gusts are in the white box on the right, and the steady winds are on the left. Winds are steady, anywhere from 5 to 15 coming out of the northwest, which is going to draw down that chilly air. So expect it to be breezy this afternoon with some gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Coming up, we're going to talk about how that will feel with the wind, add in a little wind chill. You know, not a dangerous wind chill, just so you know what it's going to feel like. 51 will be the actual high temperature. And we do have a warm-up in our forecast in the next few days. I'll show you when to expect that coming up. Brian?
It is 8:02 right now. I want to take you out to Durham for a live look at 885 at TW Alexander Drive. Northbound traffic heading away from us, and it's pretty slow there on that northbound side. We're measuring about an 8-minute delay overall from I-40 up to I-85. Most of that is between Cornwallis and TW Alexander. On the southbound side of 885, there's a report of a crash between the Glover Road area and Ellis Road. It looks like that is largely cleared at this point, but we're seeing a similar 8 to 10 minute delay on that southbound side from the 147 interchange down toward Ellis Road. We have seen a little bit of improvement here over the last little while, but we'll watch that carefully for you. Also picking up some slowdowns now on 40 eastbound in the south part of Durham between 55 and 885. Working to find out if that's a sun glare delay or maybe a crash out there. I'll have an update for you coming up in just a few minutes. And if you're getting ready to head out to the car right now in Durham, you can listen to us on the radio on WRAL News Plus at 96.5 FM. Still tracking delays coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard with a crash reported just before you get to Durant Road. About an 8-minute backup overall heading down toward the 540 interchange. Around the rest of the triangle, we're looking okay with some slowdowns on the south side of Raleigh between South Saunders Street out toward Gorman Street. Once you get to US 1, traffic's flowing freely toward Wade Avenue and beyond.
And when you get outside this morning, you'll notice November 1st brings a big change in temperatures for us this time around. And you might want to bring that jacket, coat, and compared to the past few mornings, it'll feel good out there if you have a jacket on. Fletcher Park in Raleigh is the place to find WRL's Kelsey Coffee right now. She's prepared for the cold weather.
Jeff, I am prepared. Put on my winter coat this morning, bought out the big guns, and I'm glad I did because check out the temperature here at Fletcher Park on our WRAL weather app. It is now 40 degrees, so we dropped 3 degrees over the past half hour. We caught up with the folks at Logan's Garden Shop to talk about what you should do with your house plants that you keep outside. Here's what they had to say.
Whether it's a shrub or a flower or a tree, if we've got a cold snap coming, it's going to love a good drink right before that frost sets in.
So he's talking about making sure that you're watering those plants. And here's something else to note. Any plant that you have that is in full bloom, it's best to put them right near your house, put them in a covered porch or inside of your garage. Be sure to keep up with our WRAL weather app to stay up to date as we are under this frost advisory. Kelsey Coffee, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Well, a man accused of pointing a gun at trick-or-treaters in Raleigh's Headingham community will be in court today. Raleigh police charged 43-year-old Daniel Graham with three misdemeanor counts of assault by pointing a gun at three children around 7:15 last night. Police say the children were 2 6-year-olds and a 10-year-old. Graham was also facing a misdemeanor charge of assault on a child. Now, police say he knocked the candy bucket out of one of the children's hands as he yelled profanities for them to get off his property. Graham's in jail under a $20,000 bond.
Durham police are working to make an arrest after a shooting left a man dead there. Police say this shooting happened just before 6 last night. The person shot was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. And just after 10 o'clock last night, police gave us an update that that man had died. Investigators used canines to help search for evidence. Police say they believe this is an isolated incident. There will be no Veterans Day parade Saturday in Raleigh. The decision to cancel the event was made by organizers last night, just a few days before that event was supposed to happen. The Wake County Council of Veterans, who organized the parade, tell us that as of Monday, the group was given the green light from the city to carry out the parade as planned. And that included approving their inspection sheet and months of planning for them. But yesterday afternoon, city leaders decided to ban vehicles. About 80 groups had signed up to participate in the parade, and of the 80 groups, there are only 28 walking groups. Organizers call it a logistical nightmare.
So this is really putting a crimp into our parade. And this is going to be the second time that I know of that we've had to cancel that portion. We did it during COVID. We ended up with the ceremony, but obviously that was understandable, and we planned for that. But this is really short notice.
And days before the planned event was supposed to happen, so they have to make serious changes. Richard Spearson says that the ceremony will still go on as planned. The ceremony will be at 11 a.m. at the memorial on the north side of the Capitol building. You can celebrate veterans on Saturday with a parade in Fayetteville. WRL's Gilbert Bays is emceeing that event, and we will live stream it on WRL.com and on our news app. WRL is a proud community partner.
Well, now to the war in Israel. A Hamas-run hospital reporting hundreds are dead and many more are hurt after an Israeli airstrike on a Palestinian refugee camp. NBC News has not independently confirmed those numbers, though. And new this morning, foreign passport holders are using the crucial Rafah border crossing to get from Gaza into Egypt. That crossing has only been open to humanitarian aid trucks since the war began. Now, in the last 10 days, more than 200 aid trucks have passed through that crossing. The UN says it's not nearly enough. Nearly 1,000 Americans are trapped inside Gaza, according to U.S. officials.
Toyota says it will invest another $8 billion into its electric battery manufacturing site in Randolph County. That'll include hiring another 3,000 people as well. So this brings the company's total investment to the Randolph County site to almost $14 billion and more than 5,000 jobs. This major announcement comes after Governor Roy Cooper's recent trip to Tokyo for the Southeast U.S.-Japan conference, where he met with Toyota's president. You can read more about this story and the effect on our state at WRLTechWire.com.
All right, we're coming up on 8:08 now. The Texas Rangers are one win away from being crowned World Series champions for the first time ever. Boy, those bats exploded for 10 runs in the first three innings of last night's Game 4 in Arizona, and they held off a comeback attempt from the Diamondbacks for an 11-7 win. The Rangers now have a 3-1 lead in that best-of-seven series. Now, the Rangers could clinch the series tonight in Game 5. The Diamondbacks, of course, will be trying to stop that celebration and keep their World Series hopes alive. First pitch for tonight's game is at 8 o'clock. You can catch all the action right here on Fox 15. Well, coming up, we're following breaking news out of Raleigh. One person was killed and two others sent to the hospital after a crash. What we're finding out from the WRAL breaking news tracker on that scene.
Plus, Mariah Carey has officially been defrosted. She is ready for the holidays. We'll talk about how she didn't take any time to pivot from Halloween to Christmas. Maybe she heard about our weather here, Elizabeth.
Yep, it's getting pretty frosty. We do have a freeze warning in effect for tomorrow morning, pretty much for the entire state. Temperatures will be in the 20s to low 30s. I'll show you just how cold it'll be where you are.
A12 is the time right now. You see that sunshine on the trees right there, and still a shady spot down there. Fenton in Cary as you look live at Brand new camera there. We debuted that yesterday, and come Sunday, they're going to have that ice surface ready to go. It's going to be 70 degrees, but I think they have a way around that. Last year it was synthetic, so I'm guessing it is again this year. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center, the ice surface over there.
That's a good way to put it. They say they're going to have that all the way through February, so 4 months worth of that. And you're right, in this climate, it would be really hard to keep that frozen that long. Now, today, tomorrow, no problem, but then temperatures are going to bounce back into the 70s, like you said. Beautiful sunshine out there right now, so look at Goldsboro and Apex, Fayetteville, right in front of our newsroom, and then Chapel Hill, of course, which looks a lot quieter than it did last night. That's courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. We take a look at temperatures. 30s out there, 38 in Southern Pines, 34 in Roxboro, 38 in South Hill. Certainly the potential for a little patchy frost up near the Virginia line. Elsewhere, temperatures are in the low 40s, 40 in Durham, 43 Clinton, 42 in Goldsboro. We take a look at breezy conditions. It's becoming breezy out there right now. A few spots were gusting 20 to 25 already. That'll be the case into early afternoon, and then the wind should begin to taper off late afternoon. There may be a little bit of a wind chill out there. It's not going to be dangerous. It's more of a sort of a gee whiz. At lunchtime, it could feel like 37. At 2 o'clock, it could feel like 42, mid-40s at 4 o'clock. Actual highs in the low 50s, so it's definitely a chilly one. Tomorrow morning, it was going to be much colder than this morning, looking at 28 in Southern Pines, 25 Roxboro, 29 Rocky Mount, and Goldsboro, 31 in Fayetteville. This is going to be the coldest morning that we've seen so far this season, and this will put an end to the growing season. So I'll say goodbye to some of those pretty flowers that might still be in your yard. We take a look at Friday morning, and same story. 28 in Roxboro, 33 Raleigh, 33 Fayetteville. Might be a couple of degrees warmer on Friday morning, but still awfully chilly. A good chance of frost and freeze at least through Friday, and then temperatures begin to bounce up. We're in the 40s for morning lows on Sunday and Monday, and 45 is our normal morning low. We do have that freeze warning in place for tomorrow morning. For those 20s to low 30s, we should see widespread freezing temperatures across the viewing area the first day of November. Remember I said our normal low is about 44, 45. Our normal high for today is 68. But look at the changes that we see during the month of November. It's one that, we do see some big changes. Our normal high at the end of the month is 58. And then, of course, we see that drop another almost 10 degrees as we get toward the end of December. Tropical outlook, of course, the tropical season lasts until the end of this month. We have a 50% chance that this develops. That's down from 70% earlier. And so it's looking less and less likely it will develop. If it does, it's likely to move into Central America and possibly Mexico with some breezy conditions and some heavy rain. We see temperatures warming on Friday back to mid-60s, 70s for us over the weekend. We go back to standard time this weekend, so you might get an extra hour of sleep. It's a warm day Monday with a chance of storms on Tuesday, Brian.
8:15 right now, and we are watching some delays on the south side of Durham on 40 eastbound. This is that live camera out at Highway 55, and you can see that slow traffic coming in from the Fayetteville Road area back toward 885. About a 4-minute delay overall coming in from Chapel Hill this morning. Nothing specifically causing that, like a crash or anything. Looks like it's just congestion and maybe a little bit of a sun glare delay in that area. Still watching those delays on either side of 885 between I-40 and the 147 split. About a 5 to 10 minute delay on either side of 885 right now. We are just getting reports of a crash with injuries in Raleigh at the intersection of Yonkers Road at Raleigh Boulevard, right there near the 440 interchange. This is not directly affecting traffic on 440. What you see there are some backups, the usual delays between New Bern Avenue heading out toward Wake Forest Road on 440 westbound. Also a report of a crash up there on Lewisburg Road right around the 540 interchange. We're going to get some more details about that one. Looking a little better coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard right now. Still have that crash reported out around the Durant Road area. Looks like that likely has been moved off the road and traffic is starting to flow a little more freely through there. About a 6-minute delay showing up on the sensors.
Brian, thanks. We're following some breaking news overnight in Raleigh. A person is dead after a crash on Hammond Road. You see it right here on this map. It happened around 11:30 last night. Brett Neese was there in the WRL breaking news tracker as police worked that scene.
This is Hammond Road here behind me. All the police lights gone. And as of 4:30 a.m., both directions in and out of downtown Raleigh are back open. Take a look. This is video from the WRL breaking news tracker of the car being towed away from this crash scene. It all happened around 11:30 last night when this car somehow went off the side of the road. And you can see there is plenty of damage on the right side. Sadly, one person was ejected from this car, and that person died here at the scene. two other people were in that car. They were taken to the hospital, according to police. They have serious injuries. I'm working to get an update on them at this point. I'm also working to learn from Raleigh police what caused this crash. The reconstruction team came out to the scene and investigated for over 5 hours overnight, trying to piece this all together. As soon as I get an update from them, I'll pass it along. In Raleigh, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
We're hearing from the brother of a Chapel Hill man who is currently being held hostage with his wife by Hamas in Gaza. Keith and Aviva Siegel were taken hostage on October 7th, the day of the initial attacks on Israel. Keith's brother sat down for an interview on CNN.
Too quickly, we lost communication, and it took a number of days before the army was able to announce that, yes, indeed, they were taken hostage to Gaza.
Did you ever think you would have to experience anything like this in your life?
I never thought about this, certainly not my immediate family. There is no vocabulary to bring the right words for what we're feeling.
Lee Siegel says he believes the U.S. government will be able to bring his brother and sister-in-law home safely.
Well, a big shakeup at the State Department of Insurance. Commissioner Mike Causey fired the chief state fire marshal as well as the chief deputy yesterday. He appointed replacements who start on the jobs today. The moves appear to be related to a new law targeting Causey's duties. As insurance commissioner, Causey carries the title of state fire marshal. Republican lawmakers stripped him of that title. Causey says the change was made without his input.
The father of a 15-year-old who died after being shot near Moore Square is sharing his grief. He says he did all he could to protect his son, but it wasn't enough. Shamar Leverett was shot last week near a middle school in downtown Raleigh. He died in the hospital on Sunday. Leverett's father, Trey Montague, told WRL's Chris Lovingood he bought a bulletproof vest for his son days before that shooting after learning his teen may be in trouble.
As a father, I just... no hesitate, just pop my trunk, son, here you go, with tears coming out of my eyes, and and my son gave me a hug and said, Daddy, I love you. And a week later, my son is gone.
Leverett was not wearing the vest the day he was shot. The man accused in the shooting, 22-year-old Stephen Stanley, could get the death penalty or life in prison. He's due back in court November 21st.
Well, hundreds of the state.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith. You're waking up to a chilly morning. Let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRAL Severe Weather Center, tracking it all for us.
Yeah, it's a beautiful start here in Sanford and really across the whole viewing area. Everybody's seeing all this sunshine. It's not going to warm us up much because we're going to see a northwesterly wind, some gusts up to 25 miles per hour today. That's going to push some chilly air into our region. This morning, temperatures are in the upper 30s or low 40s, 43 Fayetteville. It's 39 right now in South Hill. Your dog walking forecast is chilly this morning. We'll warm only into the low 50s. If you're walking the dog this evening, back into the mid-40s again. Brian?
Elizabeth, here at 827, we are tracking a crash right now on Raleigh Boulevard at Yonkers Road near that 440 interchange. As far as I can tell, it's not affecting traffic directly on 440 westbound this morning. That's just the usual backup between Newbern Avenue and Capitol Boulevard that you see on the screen there. Also, a minor crash at Lewisburg Road near the 540 interchange. So far, I'm not seeing any backups through that area, but look out for the possibility of some police activity as you approach that interchange. Still seeing some sluggish traffic on 885 in both directions in Durham between 147 and I-40, about a 5 or 6 minute delay on either side.
A person is dead and two hurt after a crash in Raleigh. Police cleared the scene on Hammond Road just before 4:30 this morning after 5 hours on that scene. Both directions of that road were closed for hours. One person was pronounced dead at the scene and the other two were taken to the hospital with serious injuries. A man is accused of pointing a gun at children in Raleigh's Headingham community. He will be in court today. You're looking at Daniel Graham. He's charged with 3 misdemeanor counts of assault by pointing a gun. The children were 2 6-year-olds and a 10-year-old. Police say he knocked the candy dish out of one of the kids' hands. Next on Fox 50, it's a chilly morning. We talk back in with meteorologist Elizabeth as to why tomorrow will be even colder.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
It's a chilly start. We have temperatures anywhere from the mid-30s to mid-40s. I'll show you why it will be noticeably colder tomorrow morning.
As you're waking up to cooler temperatures today, I'll show you what to do with your house plants that you're keeping outdoors this morning.
Also, police are accusing a man of pointing a gun at children. What we know about this scary situation for those little trick-or-treaters. We'll get to that story and a whole lot more in this half hour here on Fox 50. Thanks for joining us. I'm Ken Smith.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, a lot to get to here this morning. Thanks for being with us. And one of them you need to get to is your coat. Throw it on before you head out this morning. Elizabeth mentioned it is chilly out there.
It is.
No doubt. And she's over in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. The bright sunshine is going to go a long way today, though, for the warm-up.
It does. It really helps things. But our temperatures are going to be awfully chilly, even in the middle of the afternoon with all this sunshine. We take a live look at Rocky Mount Mills. We're seeing beautiful sunshine everywhere. The sun is up, and we're going to start seeing temperatures climbing a little bit now as we get into the 9 o'clock hour. Right now, it is 40 degrees officially at RDU. It is 43 in Fayetteville and Clinton, 38 in Southern Pines, 39 South Hill, 34 in Roxborough, where you may have run into a little bit of patchy frost. But we haven't seen much of that around the rest of the viewing area. And we didn't get a hard freeze overnight last night, but we're likely to see one overnight tonight, early tomorrow morning. It's definitely cooler than it was yesterday. Temperature is anywhere from 10 to almost 20 degrees cooler than this time yesterday. And the wind is blustery in spots. We're gusting to 26 miles per hour in Fayetteville, gusting to 28 in Rocky Mount. Winds are steady coming out of the northwest, and that's going to push some chilly air into our region. It's going to be breezy. We'll see winds steady at about 10 to 15, gusting to 25, making it feel pretty chilly for us this afternoon. Actual high temperatures only in the low 50s, but we'll see lots and lots of sunshine. We'll have a couple of days with temperatures below normal before we swing the other direction over the weekend. I'll show you when temperatures warm up into the upper 70s again coming up.
All right, Elizabeth, as you aptly pointed out a little while ago, it's a chilly start to the morning. That means you and your family might need to take some extra steps as you prepare to leave the house this morning. WRAL's Kelsey Coffee braving the elements for us this morning at Fletcher Park. And Kelsey, have you been seeing people bundled up as they're walking their dogs or taking their morning walk?
Ken, I sure have. I've seen some coats and scarves, all the things this morning because it certainly is chilly out. This is the perfect day to get a pumpkin spice latte. Well, here's the temperature here at Fletcher Park on our WRAL weather app. We see 40 degrees here. So that is a 3-degree difference. We've gotten a little colder since the last hour, and we caught up with the folks at Logan's Garden Shop to talk about what you need to do to make sure that your plants are protected.
You're going to want to move those tender plants, anything in full bloom, right up against your house. That's going to help them greatly. Better yet, covered porch, maybe put them in your garage.
And something else to note, it's best to make sure that you're watering your plants a little extra today because as this dry air is coming in, it could damage them. Be sure to keep up with our WRAL weather app as we keep you up to date on this frost advisory. Kelsey Coffee, WRAL News. Live in Raleigh.
A man accused of pointing a gun at trick-or-treaters in Raleigh's Headingham community will be in court today. Raleigh police charged 43-year-old Daniel Graham with three misdemeanor counts of assault by pointing a gun at three children around 7:15 last night. Police say two were 6-year-olds and one was a 10-year-old. Graham is also facing a misdemeanor charge of assault on a child because police say he knocked the candy bucket out of one of the 6-year-old's hands and yelled profanities at them to get off his property. Graham is in jail under a $20,000 bond.
Durham police are working to make an arrest this morning after a shooting that left one man dead. Police say the shooting happened just before 6 last night. The victim was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Well, just after 10, police gave us an update that that victim had died. Investigators used canines to help in the search for evidence. Police say they believe this is an isolated incident.
U.S. Marshals are joining the manhunt for an 18-year-old accused of shooting into a crowd at a birthday party in Wilson. Police say Braulio Fuentes Martinez crashed that party at the Wilson County Fairgrounds. When he was asked to leave, he came back with a gun and started shooting, hitting 4 people. Fuentes Martinez tried to leave in his car, but hit another person with it and then hit several other cars before he got out and ran. 2 of the people who were shot are in the hospital with critical injuries.
Well, there will be no Veterans Day parade this weekend in Raleigh. The decision to cancel the event was made by organizers last night, just a few days before the event was supposed to happen. WREL's Laura Levine explains that decision comes over the discussion about allowing vehicles in the city's parades.
For more than 40 years, the North Carolina Veterans Day Parade has had hundreds of people marching along Fayetteville Street. We're talking about high school marching bands and the veterans groups, but that will not be the case this coming Saturday. Take a look at some of this video from previous years where big crowds came out for the long-standing tradition. The Way County Council of Veterans, who organized the parade, tells us as of Monday, the group was given the green light from the city to carry out the parade as planned. This includes approving their inspection sheets and months of planning. However, yesterday afternoon, city leaders decided to ban vehicles. About 80 groups signed up to participate in the parade, and of that 80, only 28 are walking groups. Organizers call it a logistical nightmare.
A lot of our members are senior citizens. If you look at the makeup of the VFW, the American Legion, Vietnam Veterans of America, we're getting old. We can't walk up Fayetteville Street anymore with that wind tunnel coming right down the middle of it. And it's just hard for a lot of our people, you know, to get out and walk. And that's why the vehicles are so important.
And the typical ceremony that would take place following the parade is still happening. That's taking place at 11 a.m. on the north side of the Capitol building. Laura Levine, WREL News in Raleigh.
You can also celebrate Veterans Saturday with a parade in Fayetteville. WRL's Gilbert Bays is emceeing that event. We'll live stream it on WRL.com and on our news app. WRL is a proud community partner.
Happening today, Way County's newest drop-in shelter is opening, giving people a place to stay warm as the temperatures drop. The Bryant Center is at 401 West Cabarrus Street in Raleigh. The 150-bed facility will be open 7 days a week. It will remain open every night through the end of March, regardless of the weather. Most other shelters in Way County have been functioning at capacity, and many have requirements for guests. The Bryant Center will not.
Out of the war in Israel, where we are following news of the Israeli airstrike that hit Gaza's most densely populated refugee camp. This is a live look over the Rafah border with Gaza into Egypt. Israeli forces say the strike killed a top Hamas commander responsible for the October 7th attack on Israel. Hamas denies that claim. Gaza officials report 20 homes were destroyed and hundreds killed and injured in the refugee camp. Hamas's military says it'll release more hostages soon, but Israel's national security advisor says there's no deal in sight.
And Jeff, we have a new video of the Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt. This is where some foreign passport holders, as well as critically injured, will get to leave Gaza today. This marks the first time that civilians can cross into Egypt via this border since the war began. You can see all the crowds gathered there. This access to Egypt comes as there was an agreement brokered that would allow the movement of people out of Gaza. Some 500 foreigners and dual nationals, along with dozens of injured people, are expected to leave. And an Egyptian official says the first ambulances carrying wounded Palestinians have now crossed into Egypt.
Thanks for that update, Renee. Today, the Federal Reserve will wrap up its two-day meeting and will announce whether another interest rate hike could be on the way. Some economists believe Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell will likely leave room for at least one more interest rate hike in December. That announcement is expected at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The Fed has already hiked rates to a range since its highest level in 22 years in an effort to combat inflation.
Well, time now, 8:39. Coming up at 8:40, we're learning that climate change and warming temperatures are actually changing fall leaves, how the temperatures impact when we see leaves change colors, and how impressive it looks.
Plus, investigators are back in the house in Idaho where four college students were murdered nearly a year ago. What they are doing and what they're looking for while they're in that home.
Heading to break right now. It's a chilly morning out there as we look live at North Hills. It's a beautiful morning, actually, but we have a freeze warning and a frost advisory in effect today. But meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will explain why tomorrow will be even colder. Welcome Welcome back at 8:42, and we look live at part of Raleigh this morning, courtesy of the Museum of Natural Sciences, a camera mounted there. We always appreciate you watching WRAL News, available on Hulu and the WRAL app on your TV or streaming device. Now, you know, we've been talking all morning that it's rather chilly outside, but it's really shaping up to be a beautiful day, but you'll have to cover up, Elizabeth.
It's going to be a beautiful day for January. 51 degrees, that's about our average high for early January. But the sunshine always makes it feel a little better. The kicker is it's going to be a bit breezy, which, you know, does make it feel chilly. We take a live look at Rocky Mount Mills. Beautiful sunshine here. We're seeing that all across the viewing area. Our temperature in the Triangle area is 40 degrees. We're seeing the same thing around Rocky Mount and Wilson. Our dew point keeps dropping. That's an indication that we are drying out. That also means we're likely seeing that cooler air filtering in. It's going to continue to do that all day long. We're going to go from, you know, 40 right now to only around 50 for the high this afternoon. So it's not a big jump. And again, that's because we're going to see that flow of cool air spilling in all day long. We dropped to 34 this morning in Roxborough, so there certainly has been the likelihood of some patchy frost there, but we haven't seen anything widespread really this morning. 43 in Fayetteville and Goldsboro, 43 in Rocky Mount. Definitely some rural or low-lying areas with potential for some patchy frost. The wind's starting to pick up now. We have more areas reporting gusts. The gusts are in the white box on the right, so we're gusting to 26 in Fayetteville, 19 in Goldsboro, 28 Rocky Mount, 17 in Roxboro. Those gusts will continue to pick up this morning, but start to taper off some by the middle of the afternoon. Around town, a high of 51 in Raleigh, 50 in Durham, and 53 in Fayetteville. Lots of sunshine. Still lots of cold air across a good chunk of the country. This purple area right in the middle of the country is the coldest air, and that continues to push into our area for tonight and tomorrow. So there is a freeze warning that's in effect for almost the whole state of North Carolina for tonight, tomorrow morning. Expect 20s to low 30s, so significantly cooler than what we saw this morning. Here's a look at what some of the temperatures could look like. Durham at 29 tomorrow morning, Clarksville 27, 29 in Rocky Mount, 26 in Siler City. You could wake up to 27 in Southern Pines and 24 in Robbins, 30 in Irwin, and 30 in Smithfield. So a real chilly start tomorrow morning. After that, we're still cold on Friday morning, but then temperatures begin to creep up. Our normal low is 44, and we'll see that for Sunday and Monday. On Saturday, we also have the Fayetteville Veterans Day Parade. The afternoon highs will start to warm up as well. So the parade starts at 10. Temperatures will be in the mid-50s. By the end of the parade, looking at 65. So a pleasant November for that parade there in Fayetteville on Saturday. We'll see a high of 72 in the Triangle and 73 on Sunday. Don't forget, we do set the clocks back 1 hour. We go back to standard time this weekend. We are dry in this 7-day forecast until we get to Tuesday, when we could see an isolated thunderstorm.
Hi, we know many of you are waking up this morning to a lot of candy around the house, right? Trick-or-treaters were out in full force last night gathering all these goodies. But I know you're going to eat some of it, but what do you do with the rest of it? And that's why we have WRAL Lifestyle Editor Kathy Hanron here with some great ideas. I got to tell you, we had to empty Franklin's bucket twice because it was so full.
There's so much stuff. Oh my gosh. So what are you going to do with it?
What are you going to do? So you have some great ideas.
So my little ones were out there. We got a lot of candy. We got a lot of stuff. But, you know, I borrowed some of it for the segment. They still have some. Don't worry. Don't worry at home. But there's so much stuff you can do with it if you don't want to keep it in your house. So what we're going to do first, we're going to show, like, what we've got here.
Right. All right.
So we always have a lot, and I'm always like, well, what can we do with it? So we've got this bark right here. So this is very easy. You can just take some, your favorite kind of chocolate, some milk chocolate, dark chocolate, semi-sweet chocolate, melt it down, cut up your favorite candies, mush it in there, lay it on a parchment paper in a baking tin, and then just put the baking sheet in the freezer for like an hour, pop it out, break it up, there you go.
Oh.
Simple, and it's a bark.
You gotta love that.
It's easy, that's the thing. We do have a healthier option,
including
apples. You've been eyeing this for a while. Okay, so this is delicious. This is delicious. So you just get some apples, we call this apple nacho. So you just basically cut up all of the stuff you wanna add, so like whatever candies you wanna do, and you can just kind of lay them across, throw your M&Ms in there, and then sprinkle with caramel, chocolate, whatever you wanna top it with.
That is
and you get to trick your kids
idea.
Into eating some apples.
Because Franklin is such a finicky eater. This is a great way to get him to eat apples.
That's the thing.
You can't get him to eat fruit now.
Trick him.
I love it. So now, you don't want to do all this, but you want to get all that candy out of your house. What do you do?
It's got to go. Okay, so a lot of nonprofits will accept extra candy donations. treats for the troops, and Operation Shoebox are two of them, and then local food pantries. Right. So you can call up the Ronald McDonald House and other places. They'll take unopened candy. Yeah. So those are also options for you. They also have dentist offices that'll do candy buyback programs where you can get a dollar per pound with a maximum of 5 pounds. So you can't really go in there with like all of Franklin's candy and make a lot of money. Darn. But you can make $5 and it would get it out of your house.
You know, Kathy, these are some great ideas, and don't mind if I try this.
Absolutely, please, please.
Oh, my God. Bananas, M&Ms?
You could do it with all kinds of stuff.
You got to love it.
I mean, yeah, it's an easy stuff.
It's really good. You can get all the recipes on WRO.com. Just search family. Kathy, thanks for the treats.
Yeah, enjoy.
We'll be doing this at the Smith household. Jeff.
You weren't getting out of here without Ken trying something. You know that. The battle between Governor Roy Cooper and state lawmakers over the governor's power to make appointments will go before a judicial panel this morning. The court will hear oral arguments on whether the law passed by the Republican-led General Assembly violates the Constitution and interferes with Cooper's ability to choose who will help him do his job. Lower courts have decided twice that lawmakers can have the last word on the governor's choices to run state agencies. This case could take months, if not years, to be resolved.
Well, fall is here, but the warm temperatures we saw in October and wider warming trends again have a real effect on the changing fall foliage. Visitors from all across the country flock to the North Carolina mountains to see the colors of fall. Now, for years, they've followed the predictions of App State professor Howard Neufeld, who is known as the fall color guy. But he says warming temperatures are bringing color change later and make it at times less impressive.
What I call it is a desynchronization of the fall color display, because you get trees that normally would all color up at the same time, but with the warm weather, some of them are extending further on like that, and it kind of dilutes the color.
Of course, this is just more than just about pretty colors as well. Delayed fall colors can disrupt a tree's cycle of growth and rest. That can have an impact on where they can live, how well they grow, and if they're storing carbon at the same rate. Well, police in Durham are investigating a shooting on South Austin Avenue. This shooting happened around 8:30 last night. Officers who arrived on the scene found a man who had been shot. He was taken to a Durham area hospital. No word yet on his condition. We're working to find that out.
Investigators are now allowed back inside the home where four University of Idaho students were murdered nearly a year ago. FBI investigators are back at the home this week, gathering documentation needed to construct a physical model of the home. This comes as the trial for suspect Brian Koberger has been delayed indefinitely after waiving his right to a speedy trial. The University of Idaho intends to demolish that house once the trial is over.
A Cornell University student has been arrested in connection with anti-Semitic threats on that school's campus. Prosecutors have filed charges against 21-year-old Patrick Dye. He is expected to appear in a federal court today in Syracuse. Officials say Dye, who is a junior at that university, posted comments on an online discussion site Sunday calling for the deaths of Jewish people and saying he was going to shoot up a building on campus frequented by Jewish students. He's facing a maximum of 5 years in prison. Our teacher of the week is bridging the gap between the homeschool experience and the classroom. WRN's Brian Schrader is in Southern Pines to honor an educator who partners closely with families to help students succeed.
We headed out to the playground at McDeeds Creek Elementary in Southern Pines for this week's surprise.
Jamie Perchinsky,
hi.
You are WRAL's Teacher of the Week.
Oh my gosh!
Congratulations!
Jamie Perchinsky has been teaching for 16 years, and she says she can't imagine doing anything else.
I love helping people. I love being creative. And just the satisfaction of watching children grow is just something you really can't put a price on. 10 more than 70.
This National Board Certified teacher is part of Moore County's K-5 Blend Ed program. Homeschool students come into the classroom a couple of days a week for face-to-face instruction.
It's great that we get to partner with them as kind of a coach and kind of help them teach their children to make sure that they're on the right track.
Perchinsky teaches them from kindergarten through second grade, and she loves watching them grow. But she says success in the classroom requires a lot of sweat.
Everyone in my family will tell you they had no idea how hard teachers work until I became one. And I really didn't either, but that is what keeps me going.
So we have 28.
Congratulations to Jamie Perchinsky, WRAL's Teacher of the Week. I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
If you'd like to nominate a teacher, go to WRL.com and enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
All right, we're talking about kids here. New Kids on the Block, going step by step back in time next summer. The boy band of old has announced its new Magic Summer 2024 tour. It is a nod to their second ever tour back in 1990. This time around, they're bringing special guests Paula Abdul and DJ Jazzy Jeff. The tour runs for 3 months, starts June 14th in Ohio, and then they'll be playing Walnut Creek here locally July 28th. Pre-sale for tickets starts this morning, 10 a.m., so just a little over an hour.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's quiet this morning in Chapel Hill, where you're looking live right now. Last night, thousands filled the streets to celebrate Halloween, that annual Halloween celebration. The town decided not to close off Franklin Street last night because the crowds did not get out of control. There were a lot of creative costumes among the people who came out. More than 100 police officers monitored that crowd, giving people peace of mind from any possible security threat. Well, 8:53 now. Before we head to break, here is the look at your North Carolina education winning lottery numbers, and we'll get another check of weather and traffic next.